Hi, I'm Rick Anthony, and welcome to the Someone You Should Know podcast, the podcast that focuses on musicians, authors, and interesting people. We like to say we're making a difference one artist at a time. So sit back, have a cold one, and get ready to meet someone you should know. Today's podcast guest is a rising country star who's been singing and performing since the age of 3. Holy cow. And she's making a name for herself in her home state of Alabama, and she's ready to take on the world with some great music. Will you please welcome the pride of Basin, Alabama, the lovely Alice Nelson. Welcome, Alice. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How about you?
I'm so glad to have you on the podcast. Your music is fabulous. I'm looking forward to sharing that with our audience today. 3 years old, you started singing in church at the age of 3, right?
Yes, sir, I did.
Tell us about those early days, those formative days of you just getting up on stage and singing, you know, How Great Thou Art or whatever it might be.
Yeah, absolutely. So, like you said, like you mentioned, I grew up singing in church, actually. And first song I sung was Jesus Loves Me.
There you go. Yeah.
And I went through all that growing up, and I found the love of singing and gospel music and country music. It's always just been a big passion of mine since I was very little.
Yeah, me too. There was a photo of me at the age of 3 with cowboy boots and a cowboy vest and holding my brother's 45. So I knew at some point I was going to be working in country radio, which I did for like 16, 18 years. But I really and truly admire you doing this. This is just fabulous. Your music's fabulous. You started off at the age of 3. Then at age of 7, your first chance to be on the big stage, you did that in Tallahassee, Florida. How did your family and your community support your passion to do this during your formative years?
Yeah, so it was like 7 doing barbecue competitions. And it kind of just happened. They were just waiting for them to do birds and stuff like competition. And they're like, does anyone want to jump up and sing? I think they were playing around, but I took it serious. And I was like, I'll do it. So I jumped up on stage and I sang. And my community around the area of like Dothan, Alabama and stuff like that, they started picking up on what I was doing. And my dad was doing more barbecue competitions. At the time, there was this thing called Porktober-cue.
Porktober-cue, I love it.
I had got to... Yeah. And they had let me play there. And I started actually just traveling with my dad and my mom of just like, you know, doing barbecue competitions. And that's kind of where I started singing and kind of like where I started traveling with it. And my hometown, they didn't really knew that this is what I did until like probably around 15 or 16. And that's when I played like my first bar. And it's like 16 years old, and I had my guitar in my hand, and I played a restaurant bar around the area. Okay, she's doing this. She's trying to get a little bit more serious about it. But it was a lot more, you know, the whole come and go with the barbecue competitions.
Very good. Very good. And of course, hey, Porktober-cue. I love that. I love it. That's great. That's great. Being a rising country star, do you do your best to try to keep your Alabama roots? Or are you kind of going toward the Nashville sound? Or how would you describe your music as far as it goes? Does it reach deep into Alabama, or is it just whatever hits you?
Honestly, it's kind of just a mix. I want to keep my down home roots, of course. You know, that's where I'm from, born and raised. So I want to keep that alive. But also, you know, as I grow as a person and grow in the industry, my music's going to grow with me. And I believe in, you know, just doing what I feel is right and continue going down a path of writing music that relates to me personally as I grow and evolve.
Very good. Now, enough of me yakking. The listeners want to hear some of your skills. The first song we're going to feature is It's You, It's Not Me. Now, here's a question for you. Involving breakups, and do people often internalize and think, it's my fault for this breakup, and this is a great way of saying, you know, something, maybe it's not me, it's you. I think this might be an anthematic song for ladies, you know?
Hey, I mean, honestly, I couldn't hope for more. Like, seriously, I hope that people, I hate it if they relate, because it's just so sad if you relate to it, but I can understand, because I wrote it, I can relate to it. You know, the song, it was more than just about a breakup. It was about friendships. It was about things that I've went through in life. And, you know, we kind of put everything together in emotion And this was a solo ride. I wrote this by myself, and there was no co-writers or anything. So we ended up, when I took it to the studio, I told the musicians, I was like, hey, I want to do this, I want to do that. And we changed it up a little bit with the music behind. And when we got it out, we were like, hey, you know, this deserves a music video. So we were trying to figure out what we wanted to do with the video and how we wanted to do it. And I was like, you know, I've always wanted to throw a drink in someone's face. So we took that and we put it in the video. I would never do that to someone in real life, but I kind of want to. So there was that.
You know something, as much as she winds up having her name, that it's her problem and it's not the other guy, you got to get this to Taylor Swift. It's you. It's not me. Just clearing the air here.
Oh my gosh. I would love that. Like literally just Taylor Swift even know that this song exists would just be like top leveling.
Well, she's going to hear it now. I mean, it's a catchy tune and we've dubbed it over the weekend. I think I listened to it a half dozen times. And listeners are going to find it right now, including Taylor Swift. It's you. It's not me from Alice Nelson, today's Someone You Should Know podcast guest. Catchy song right there. It's You, Not Me. Great song from Alice Nelson right here on the Someone You Should Know podcast. More great music from Alice coming up in just a bit. But right now, I'd like to say thank you so much for tuning in to the Someone You Should Know podcast. We are available on the web at someoneyoushouldknowpodcast.com. You're going to find our recent news, our archive of past episodes, and a whole lot more. If you happen to be visiting for the first time, we invite you to leave us a note and let us know how we're doing. It helps us out big time. Now, according to Buzzsprout, the service that shares us to all the streaming platforms, we want to say thank them for helping us out to reach 2,000 cities worldwide in 85 countries. Dumbfounded by that. Thank you so very much. A couple of new ones include Posen, Illinois, Walnut Creek, California, Cuyahoga Falls, Ohio, and Trondheim, Norway. Hey, Norway, thanks for tuning in today. Someone You Should Know podcast, heard wherever quality streaming audio is available. Thanks so much for tuning in. We're talking to podcast guest Alice Nelson. As a young artist, how do you navigate the ever-evolving landscape of the music industry, and especially with social media and digital platforms?
Research.
So much research.
I have no clue what I'm doing. It's great. So basically, you know, with social media, you know, I'm coming into the industry is a hard thing to do. It really is. For any age, it's just a hard industry. And, you know, social media has become a big platform for getting into it. And it has helped a lot of artists. And personally, myself, it has helped me reach other countries, you know, and stuff like that as well. And I've learned, like, I'm big on TikTok. I make stupid videos. I'm crazy. And I'm on there, Facebook, Instagram, all this stuff. And, you know, sometimes I'll just sit down and I'll just be like, all right, what's trending? What can I get into? What can I do? And I kind of just try to get into a group, but I try to get into like this base of what's going on. Mm-hmm. And then I put the Alice Nelson spin on.
There you go.
And then I just kind of just, you know, try to get involved with everything I can and make people be like, hey, hi, it's me. You should like check me out.
Very good. Very good. And we are definitely going to do that or afford the opportunity for everyone to check it out. Down in our show notes, we're going to have all of the links to all of Alice's TikTok, Facebook, Instagram, whatever you got. We'll go ahead and put it down there. Also some videos too. As a matter of fact, we have the video for It's You, Not Me down there too. And another song we got coming up, we'll include that video too. I want to talk about some accolades. And this thing here, I'm going to take a deep breath, because you've got quite a few accolades that I am very, very impressed with. 2017 Alabama Music Association State Finalist. 2018 North American Country Music Association Awards International's Future Star Entertainer. 2018 Most Promising Entertainer of the Year. 2018 Most Promising Vocalist of the Year. The 2019 AMA Female Horizon New Country Vocalist of the Year. 2019 AMA Female Horizon New Country Entertainer of the Year. 2019 AMA Female Horizon Traditional Country Vocalist of the Year. 2019 AMA... This goes on and on and on and on and on. And now being on the podcast, what is your high watermark and your proudest moment? It's got to be the podcast, right?
Podcast, top tier
podcast. $5 will be in the mail to you for saying that. Now, what would you say is your most fondest accomplishment to date, Alice?
Honestly, you know, the awards are so amazing. They really are. Every accomplishment that I've done is just such a blessing to me and such a milestone, just, you know, a stepping stone for what I'm trying to achieve. But honestly, just getting to go there, write my music, relate to people, and play my songs, that's what's most rewarding to me. That's like the biggest accomplishment in my music.
Totally understand that. And also, I think it would be nice if someone after the concert comes up to you and says, you know something, that song really reached me. You know, I felt that song. That song's about me. And that's just it. I mean, when all those many years of me being on the radio, I mean, getting paid is one thing and enjoying your craft is another thing. But to have someone say, you know something, I was having a crummy day. You played that song, made my day. Thanks so very much. I mean, that's something that you can't quantify with dollars and cents. It's just something that just makes you feel really good. Let's talk about some goals for 2024. Obviously, you're going to be going on tour at some point this year. Let's talk about your possible tour dates this year and your goals for 2024. Grammy, right? Grammy, right off the top.
Yes, we're trying our best. We're working on new music and stuff like that. I'm hoping for a EP or an album or something to come out this year. Mm-hmm. It does take a lot of work, I will say that. But we are working on new music. And for touring stuff, we have a lot of shows in Alabama. We've got a lot of shows in Tennessee. We're traveling a lot. We're still taking some booking dates. We still have a couple available going after March. Right now, I'm 100% booked till March.
Okay.
So, awesome. And it's a little bit after March, too. I can't remember. Like, the calendar's just full, I'll tell
Wonderful.
You that.
Wonderful. So you know,
we're still taking a couple dates, though, so we're excited about what's going to happen and where we're going to get to go, and we're up for anywhere.
And I'm sure your motto would be something like, as long as the phones are ringing, I'll come out singing, right?
Right.
Now, we're just talking about tour dates here. One feature that we absolutely love to pose to all of our performers who appear on the Someone You Should Know podcast is called Tales from the Road. Those are those infamous road stories where things didn't go quite as planned. And I'm sure you've done your share of load-ins and load-outs and going to gigs and coming from gigs. What would you say Alice Nelson's Tales from the Road might be?
I try to think about all the good stuff that happens and not the bad.
Okay.
But, honestly, I mean, there's been a couple weird stories where during like a load in or load out, like a load out, I had given my guitar to my dad.
Mm-hmm.
He had dropped it on the pavement. That was fun. He didn't mean to. He felt so bad. But there's this nice little hole on the back of it, and it's so beautiful. And it sounds beautiful still. It really does. It works perfectly. But there's this like crack on the back of my guitar now. It's got the best beauty mark.
Oh, there you go. And every time you play the guitar and look at that beauty mark, you think of your dad, you know?
Yep. It's beautiful. I love him. And, you know, one of the weirdest things that happened to me, which I just... It's not about load in or load out kind of thing, but I had a show in Pigeon Forge, and we had went to a restaurant, and this guy had found out that I was a singer. He followed me back to my hotel room.
Ooh.
And me and some friends were going to go down to the pool, and he was waiting there until I came down. And I'm like, how in the world did you know where I was at? He's like, oh, I overheard you and your parents and everyone talking. And I'm like, okay. Well, that's kind of creepy.
Hey, stalker. Okay. Hey, yeah, you're like, officially a professional performer now.
It was so weird. He was like, can I get a picture? And I was like, I'm in a bathing suit. I had to go to the pool.
Yeah.
Maybe next time. And he literally was like trying to get pictures with me and stuff.
I bet
and I'm
he
like,
did.
Okay, this is kind of weird. This is kind of weird. But literally, I had to get somebody to come over there and like escort him out of the hotel.
Jeez,
and I'm just like, this is just crazy.
Yeah. Paparazzi, you got to watch out for it. You know, Alice, when you wind up hitting the big time, you know, I've had my share through the years of individuals who thought they were part of my inner circle that really weren't, you know, and show up at you know, supermarket openings and such. And it's like, yeah. Okay. No. I have a fine line of who's in the circle and who's not in the circle. Now, I want to talk about this another song that we're going to include. This is called Girlfriend. The show we're going to wrap up the show with the song called Girlfriend. Can you give us a backstory on Girlfriend? It's a great song, and I like the kind of the purpose of it, too.
Absolutely, yeah. So Girlfriend was actually the very first song that I had ever released. It's a song that I wrote with Carmen Melton Bennett over here in South Alabama. And she was actually the first songwriter that I ever co-wrote with as well. So there was a lot of firsts in this situation. We ended up, you know, we wanted to write something that, you know, not bashing the girl and not necessarily bashing the guy, but, you know, something just kind of being like, hey, I know what you're going through. I know what's happening. It's not unnormal for this person to do this. Like, I've been there. And funny story is, right before we released Girlfriend, Miss Carly Pierce come out with a song called Next Girl. And I was like, no, because she released hers. And about 2-3 weeks later, I released mine. And I was like, okay, so these two songs are very similar in a way.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, it's about warning friend after friend.
And that's just it. As far as sometimes, you know, guys need to come with a warning, you know? And that's just it as far as...
We need a big red flag on the couple.
Mm-hmm.
Just be like, red flag, caution tape, all that kind of stuff. Just try to warn me. I may not listen to it, but at least try to.
We're speaking with Alice Nelson. She is just an absolute delight, and we're so glad to have her on the podcast today. Alice, any final thoughts that we should know about you that we haven't mentioned so far?
Just keep looking out. We've got a lot going on. Like I said, in 2024, we've got so many awards that we're going to be up for in 2024. More North American Country Music Awards. I'm up for 7 awards there. I just recently, a couple months ago, got notification that I'm up for 17 awards at in Holland.
Oh, God! In Holland. You're kidding.
And I'm like, oh, my gosh, that's insane. I can't go to Holland. But I'm like, that's awesome. So we've got a lot going on there. We're hoping that everything goes well. I hope I at least win one of those from Holland. That would be awesome.
Oh, my goodness. We have listeners in Holland, too. So maybe this will help you win. There you go.
Yes.
Hello, hello, Hilversum, Holland. I know you're listening.
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, my brand new music video, It's You Not Me, it's been nominated for so many different awards. I can't even remember all the award names, Elite Music Awards, all these different things that it's been nominated for. And then on New Year's Eve, on my way up to Nashville, I got a message saying that it had won a World Songwriting Award for music video for like the fall segment and everything of 2023. And I was like, oh my gosh. So that happened on New Year's Eve, and they're like, hey, we're going to send you your award through the mail. And I was like, oh, awesome. So I'm getting like this glass trophy and all this stuff coming to me. And I thought that was like the coolest way to bring in the new year.
Absolutely. And, well, you got to send us a photo with you and that trophy. We'll put it in our news, and we'll put it on the website. I'm really proud of you, Alice. Your music is phenomenal. And I see nothing but great things heading your way. 2024 is your year, girl. And jump in with both feet, and hopefully your family will support you as far as that goes, because you're very talented. And we're so glad to have you as a growing member of our family here on the Someone You Should Know podcast.
Yes, thank you so much for having me. You have been absolutely amazing. I appreciate it.
Con man.
Hi, this is Rick Anthony, thanking you again for listening to this episode of Someone You Should Know. Now, if you're an aspiring musician or an established musician that's looking for a little exposure, I invite you to drop us a line at someoneyoushouldknowpodcast@gmail.com. That's someoneyoushouldknowpodcast@gmail.com. Also, I invite you to tell a friend about the Someone You Should Know podcast. I thank you for tuning in this time, and I invite you to check us out next time on the Someone You Should Know podcast, because you never know who's going to show up. Until next time, remember, God loves you, and so do I.